Guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October until March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, an embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere I go, and a member of a super secret naughty club. Yep, my husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've tended to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations, partially because of my curiosity that gets me in trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything once for science. But remember, if you're going to follow the scientific method, you got to try it at least 3 times. The stories we share will be spicy, sexy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode. And guess what I did? Acted like a complete and utter psycho while telling Mr. West that I was completely fine. Today, Mr. West is back, and we are going to talk about jealousy. Mostly mine. He doesn't seem to have a whole lot of it, but definitely mine, and how I got over jealousy, which was pretty much trial by fire. I used to be one of those pretty territorial, jealous girls, like, you know, that's mine, you know, you can't touch that, I'll break your fucking face. I mean, you know, I was pretty intense. So when Mr. West and I started to swing, or were looking into swinging, and we didn't even know hot wifing was a thing. We just thought everybody was swingers.
Yeah, right. No, we didn't have a clue. There was 10,000 different groups.
Right. Everybody's got a name for everything. So it started out with what we were doing, started out more of a hot wife, stag vixen situation with a whole bunch of male, female, male threesomes. And I started to kind of feel guilty because it just didn't really feel fair that I was getting to have all these threesomes with all these guys and there was a definite lack of women. And, you know,
I thought,
well, I mean, especially when we first started.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of guys that were just single guys and not a lot of any couples. And so I was like, I think that if this isn't fair, I think that Mr. West needs to be able to get in on more of the action on this. And on top of that, I was always having all these guys that were texting me and they won't, you know, so I had somebody to talk to. And most of those single guys don't necessarily want to talk to, or, you know, what's the conversation about? Just, you know.
Right.
So it felt like you were getting to miss that. You're missing out on a lot of things. So how did we start? How did we even get on Tinder?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I think it was a joke and then I just did it.
Yeah, it was. I started setting up the kids, the older boys' Tinder profiles for them and helping them with making them so they didn't sound like idiots. So then we started wanting to play with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I was going to say it started out as a joke and then that kind of just went from there.
So we set Mr. West up with a Tinder profile to see if we could find him a girlfriend, which, I mean, I was fully, completely, 100% in favor of. This was my idea. I was pushing it, right?
Right.
I mean, I was, or at least hey, I...
Yeah. You were completely on board and
I was.
Wanted it to happen and being helpful.
Yes. Like helped you set up the profile, everything. Now, I will say that when it all started, I wasn't sure how much I wanted to know. And I was fine with him going and meeting with her and playing with her alone having like a friends with benefits kind of a situation, joked about it being her, his girlfriend. But I wasn't sure exactly how much I wanted to know because while I was telling him that every like I was 100% like behind this, like this was going to be good, this is great, there was that small part of me that's like, what if he finds somebody better? I mean, I think that anybody who gets into this situation has that thought, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's the same thought that I mean, I think that I, well, it's not, I think it's the exact same thought that I've had. It happens. I think that if you don't have some worry, then, I mean, you're a fool. But, it also comes down to is you also have to trust who you're with and what you're doing.
Yeah, the chances are you will find somebody who's better, or he will find somebody who's better at something than you are. Probably several somethings.
Well, I mean, odds are that, you find guys that are better than I are than I am at things. I mean, it just is what it is. That's, I think that's kind of part of it is that you're trying to fulfill and have experiences that the other person isn't able to do or you didn't even know you were into or wanted to do. So, I mean, I think that's the whole kind of part of the whole experience of doing all this.
So tell us, we're going to call her, what do we say? We Mrs. Miss Teddy.
Miss Teddy.
Miss Teddy, that's what we're going to call her. Mr. West's first attempt at a girlfriend. So,
I guess I girlfriend, yeah. Friend with benefits that it was a female.
yes, female friends with benefits.
Yeah. But yeah, so got on Tinder, made the profile, and that's a lot harder around here than one would think to interact with people on those platforms that are looking for like real relationships. Well, at least the females are, most of them.
Right.
And then tell them that, well, yeah, but I'm married and it's just like, you're gonna be my friend. And that's a it's that's kind of hard for some women to take. But anyway, she was kind of had been around the lifestyle a little bit and whatnot and seemed really nice, chatted quite a while, visited and whatever, and eventually decided to meet up. And when did we meet? How did we meet the first time?
You guys went to that cigar or that bar, that like speakeasy bar.
So anyways, visited, hung out and actually, kind of hit it off and whatever and thought, well, heck, this might be kind of fun. I'm nervous, scared to death, don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but So
Meanwhile, I'm at home and I don't know, have any idea why I thought it was like the thing to do was is that I didn't want to know what he was doing, or like didn't want to know what they were saying, or didn't want to be involved in it. I have no idea because I can tell you that the worst thing in the world was not knowing.
Not knowing for me is also the worst. I'd rather just know.
Then I had gotten myself into the situation and I'm having some serious, like serious second thoughts about the whole thing. But I am also really super stubborn and like hate to back down. So I am of the opinion that I am going to just sort of grit this out and suck it up because I'm just being nervous and I need to pull my life together here.
Right.
Meanwhile, I think I'm acting like completely sane and I'm acting like an absolute crazy person,
Oh, that
correct?
happens. I think on the regular, I think it happens on the regular with a lot of people, to be honest with you. So, anyways, hit it off and whatever, and came home, and she was kind of a nervous wreck, I think. I mean, if I remember correctly, but.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a nervous wreck the first time you came home, but like because I didn't know whether or not anything was going to happen because I had told him, I was like, well, like if something happens, then that's, you've got my permission, like we're cool with this if something happens. So the first time I was pretty sure that by the time he got home that something had happened. Like in my head, I had like I they had built a life together or something. I don't know what I thought, but in my head, it was a done deal.
Yeah, I can relate to that somewhat. We've never done anything like with you separately, but I can relate to that somewhat. I mean, like it's a struggle, I think, for both people in the relationship at times. So, but anyways, so we decided to meet up again and whatever, and we came home and talked about it, I guess. I came home and we talked about it, and it went pretty well. I mean, like I could tell she was nervous and I was nervous, and it was interesting. That's I don't know if I that's the word to use to describe it, but
Oh, you
it
mean when
was,
you guys met in the hotel?
well, just us. I mean, like it
Oh,
was,
us.
yeah, it was just
Yeah.
interesting because it was, yeah, I mean, it's just a new dynamic. It's something that never happened before. So,
Well, and the
and
other one was is that you were really nervous about anything actually happening because you were afraid that, and this is that whole, I don't know where we come up with this quid pro quo, things need to be kind of fair, is that if I let you go on a date alone with another woman and have a relate, any kind of a relationship with a woman on your own, that I would then want to do that too, and that you would have to let me.
which
Right?
I would totally let you, but yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Oh, I
I,
don't want
yeah, I mean, like
to.
it's, well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, like it's, yeah, no, I mean, I think we have a tendency to try to make things fair,
Which it
you
comes
know.
back to that whole like, are you taking one for the team? And how often and like to what level can you take one for the team?
Right.
Which,
Right.
like I
No,
said,
it's,
I don't recommend that just throwing yourself into it and being like, nope, just suck it up. You'll be all right. Suck it up. And then like hoping that you come out on the other side is like the best way to get over your jealousy and your insecurities.
Right.
But
I don't know if that's the right way to do that, but it's fun.
so you guys meet up after. For the second time, we talk it out, and you and I decide that you should go on another date or whatever.
Right. Yeah, we decided to meet up, and this time it was for sex, and it was about as awkward as fucking two teenagers could get, I think. The way I felt, anyways, it was, that's an odd experience. Feels like cheating, but with permission. And I did, I don't know. I had a hard time with it. I think it showed, I think for her, it was different too. It was obviously she had to probably think about the same thing a little bit. So, but I mean, the sex was decent. I mean, I wasn't bad. There was nothing as far as that goes. I just wished it could have been better. Could have, like, showed my skills a little better, but
You didn't put in your best performance, is that what you're saying?
I don't think
You
so.
don't.
I think I could have done better. I think I could have done better.
Well, I can tell you that I've been having sex with you for the last, I can say, let's see, that was over 4 years ago, and you can do better now than you could 4 years ago.
Well, that's
So
good. I'm glad I
there
have
is that.
improved.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I always
So
strive for improvement.
And that's, I mean, like, that's the goal. You can
Right.
always get better. I mean, not me, you, not me. I'm perfect.
Exactly.
Right. Glad that you agree. So while you were putting in your raggedy performance, I was at home having an absolute, utter psycho meltdown, like crying. The whole like just ugly, not cool tears. And I have no idea why. I mean, I do. I mean, the reason was is because I was worried about what was going to happen when he came home. What if everything changed?
Yeah, what if you weren't okay?
What if I wasn't okay? I maintain to this day that if I had not had such an utter psycho meltdown before in, I mean, let's face facts. No, even if I'm pretending that I'm okay, I don't pretend that I'm okay very well.
No, not really.
I mean, you knew I wasn't like okay, but you
Right.
also knew I kept telling you I was fine and you should go. So what are you
Right.
gonna do?
Right. You can't, I mean, there's not a lot you can do. I mean, like it's just you either, it's like rip the band-aid off, figure it out, see if it works out. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, well, hopefully you can deal with that.
And I when you got home, you actually kind of got mad at me, and I don't actually blame you. Like, the whole thing may have turned out a whole lot differently if I hadn't acted like such a lunatic and had actually communicated. That would be really what it needs. This is if I had actually communicated, and if I had, told you where my problems and my concerns were. But you always do such a good job of being like, okay, well, if that's your concern, then we just won't do that. And
Right.
so then I feel like if I just need to, like, say pause versus stop, I don't say it necessarily all the time, because I think that you're going to have the extreme reaction of, okay, well, then we'll just stop,
I might.
which you might, you do quite often, because, I mean, you're pretty careful about not wanting anybody to do something that they don't want to do.
Right.
Now, we did meet up with the, I met your Miss Teddy at the third time you guys met up. We all met at that bar because she wanted to talk to me to see if I was okay with everything.
Yeah.
And I think I mean, I was at that point in life, because we'd had the talk, like, when you came home from this. And the biggest thing, and this is makes me like a horrible, horrible petty person, but the biggest reason why, like, no matter what, I don't get jealous anymore, that it's for both of us, is it's not any fun without the other one. And it's impossible to get jealous if the other person's there, at least for me. I
Right.
mean, if I'm there, how am I going to get jealous? I mean,
Yeah, I don't.
we
I mean,
showed
I
up
think that.
together, we came we're going home together. There's nothing that I don't know about. So for me,
Right.
that is what makes it so that we can do this without me getting psycho.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I could see that.
Well, I mean, it's because it really, here's the question. Is it jealousy or is it envy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that mine was insecurities that turned into, I suppose, jealousy, but a lot of it was just insecurities that you were going to come home and I wasn't going to be good enough anymore, that you were going to want somebody else. Which, I mean, that is, I guess, that's the insecurity that everybody has to face when you do this.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's completely normal, I would say.
So I'm a terrible wingman. I ruined it. And I then when I met her, I think probably what it was is I really just, like, hard sold it, try, or was hard selling it, that I was okay with it. And I mean, maybe I was hard selling it because I wasn't as okay with it as I thought I was, but I was trying, and I'm just a terrible wingman. Like, I cannot help you. I can't pick up women myself, let alone pick up women for you.
Yeah, I think we just haven't really worked on it that much as far as that goes. I mean, like, but I don't know. I guess that kind of comes back for me. I kind of enjoy what we do a whole lot too. So, I mean, I enjoy other women a lot too. There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, but I just, that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of the whole reason why we started this is I enjoy watching you and seeing you be pleasured.
I enjoy being pleasured. I mean, I'm just
Right.
saying. So after the whole thing came out, I guess we kind of came to some conclusions. And one of the ones that Mr. West tells me all the time is that he just doesn't have as much fun if I'm not there.
Yeah, I don't think I do. I mean, like, really, at the end of the day, you're, part of the reason why I enjoy doing it. So if I'm gonna do it, I might as well have all the fun there.
Right. And I mean, like, personally, I mean, I've never done it without you, so I don't have any idea. But, like, you're a real big active part in the whole thing, so I can't imagine what I would do without you there. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, like, I don't, I mean, I guess you just have sex. Like, it
Yeah.
just sounds kind of boring, honestly. I mean, half the
Yeah,
fun
that's what I'm
is the
saying.
extra
It's kind
bodies.
of bo right. It's kind of boring. I mean, like, yeah, I think that's it right there. I think that's more a lot of it than anything is that you do it 'cause you want to have extra fun.
Right? It's like getting dessert.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Or, like when you go to the buffet and you get to have two proteins, two
That's fun.
big slabs of meat.
Right?
You're right. It's boring without you. I mean, I don't know. I haven't done it without you, but I don't know what I would do if you weren't there. Well, he's tried it a couple more times. And I mean, it's just, first of all, nobody
Yeah.
else will put up with your shit.
Yeah, probably not, I guess, but it that's all right. I'm a lot sometimes.
You are a lot. That's why you need a girlfriend. We can split the duties. Hell, I'm not even talking about blowjobs. I'm just talking about like you pay attention to him for these hours, and I will pay attention to him for these hours. I mean, she can totally give you blowjobs too. Like, I'm totally okay with that if you.
Oh, and I'm good with that too. I wouldn't probably object.
But then we'd have to find ourselves a unicorn, and I don't know where the hell you find one of those.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm not even sure if they really exist, to be completely honest.
Well, yeah, we know we've met one. We met one. I mean, like, well, okay, well, we know one and we've met one. I mean, I guess
True.
technically we know both of them because we've had sex with both. Well, I have had sex with both of them. So there's that. When we first started, how did you know you weren't going to be jealous, or how did you deal with it?
I didn't have any clue I wasn't going to be jealous. Like I said, the feelings were pretty much the exact same, except without the crying.
You didn't cry?
No crying. But no, I think it's the same. You don't have any clue. You don't. I mean, you're like, what if I don't fucking like that? What if I get mad? What if I want to knock this dude out? I mean, like, it's not his fault, but what the fuck? No, you don't. You just don't have any clue how. I mean, like, you're really going to react in a situation until the situation happens. The only thing you can do is run the scenarios in your head and go, am I okay with it? And if I'm not okay with it, can I, or if I'm not, end up not being okay with it, can I deal with it afterwards? And why are you doing it? If you're not doing, I mean, like, kind of like I do it because I like to see you enjoying pleasure, and being and having orgasms and having fun. And it's that's I guess that's my kink of the whole deal. So yeah, I don't think it changes either way you look at it. You gotta lots of communication and then know, like I said, know why you're doing it. I mean, if what you're picturing in your head that's going to be going down does not turn you on and you're not enjoying that part of it, then you're not gonna enjoy the other, you're not gonna enjoy the end of it either. If you can
Like
sit
I
there and
said, I have
go, well,
no
if that's
idea.
all, if it's really hot, man, I don't know if I'm going to be okay with it. I just don't know. You got probably good, pretty good shot. You're going to be okay with it. But I mean, if the whole thing itself isn't actual turn on and exciting for you in that aspect, then it's probably going to be a rough ride. I mean, that's just it too, is if you're not okay with it, are you mature enough? And I mean, like, as far as like your relationship to be able to weather that storm and go, okay, that didn't work out. Let's not fucking do that no more. We'll pull that one out of rotation.
So let's see. I don't know. I don't think that I think it would take a lot for me to get jealous these days. How about you?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, that comes down to is it's being secure with yourself and your relationship and having trust and communication, and that comes with time and trial and error. And so yeah, I mean, I think that that is, the longer you go in this, if it's successful it endeavor, that you the whole jealousy thing shouldn't be as often or as intense.
No, I mean seriously, I think that like I mean I'm now instead of being like that's my toy, you can't touch it, I'll break your arm. I'm like that's my toy. Yeah, you can borrow it. Isn't it great? Isn't it like that is wasn't it great? Like totally, you can borrow
That's a fun
anytime. It's
time.
a good time. You know, I'm your biggest fan. I'm always talking you up. Like no, really, like you should try him out. He's a good time.
My promoter.
Yeah. I'm still a terrible wingman. I mean, honestly, like the problem is I have no subtlety whatsoever
No,
at
you're
all.
not real good with
None. I'm
subtlety.
like the dick is fantastic. You should try the dick for sure. And it doesn't always work out real well. Here's the thing is there's nothing to get jealous about because you're not going to go and have an affair because if you found a chick that you wanted to fuck, you could be like, "Hey, honey, I found this chick I want to fuck." I'd be like, well, does she want to fuck me too? And then, you know, the answer is yes or no. And if the answer is no, I'm still going to be probably okay with you going and fucking this chick.
Right.
So we don't really need to have an affair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get, I don't get that one. Why, you know, why would you fuck up a good thing?
Like my wife lets me fuck other women. Why would I want to have an affair?
Right?
I think
That's
that's
just
so
fucking dumb.
right. So I think that the biggest thing that it all comes down to, just like every other time, is that it's going to happen, and it all just depends on like how you communicate is how fucking ugly it gets.
Right.
It
Right.
is.
No,
It is.
most of it is all insecurity, in my opinion. I mean, like, it's just, those are things that you work on and deal with as you go through this, because I don't think anybody enters this with no insecurities at all. I mean, if you do,
Right.
congrats. You're an animal, and I kind of envy you, but I don't think that's the case for most people.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that if you don't kind of agonize over like, well, am I going to be jealous? Am I not going to be jealous? Am I going to be okay with this? Am I not going to be okay with this? Then you're probably have no idea what you're getting yourself into. The biggest reason I know that like I still have like a relationship that is, I guess, healthy to some extent, and that like we're still on a good page where we can still be doing this, is that I still always worry about whether or not I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Well, at least, I mean, you still worry, so that's
I mean, I'm not saying I don't hurt your
probably a
feelings on
good
occasion,
thing.
but as long as I'm still worrying about whether or not I'm hurting your feelings, then I'm still, you know, doing this for the right reasons and not just so that I can like get my rocks off more often. Which, I mean, it's
Right,
not
and
like I
that's,
need to
I
have
think
sex with
the
other men to get my rocks off more often. It's just
right,
different.
but it's, yeah, that's just it. Is, I mean, I think there's got to be a little bit of, like, if you don't question it anymore at all, then I mean, it kind of starts to wonder how much a person cares if they are.
Right? And the other one is that like somebody's going to be better than you at everything.
Oh,
Like it.
inevitably, you can't be the best at everything, and that's, it's like dick size. I mean, I used to worry about that all the time. It's like, Jesus God, is it bigger? Does she like it? Does it... And it's like, well, dude, you know what? You just can't have the biggest dick in the room at all times. I mean, you can act like you might have the biggest dick in the room, but
Now, I'm not just going to say most of the time you do have, if not the biggest dick, one of the biggest dicks in the room. Just
well, that, you know,
saying.
that makes me feel better. And I mean, like, that's a
Congratulations
nice,
to me.
that's so, I mean, that's a nice confidence. But I mean, yeah, that's something I think every, you know, I would think every guy would worry about. And that's, I mean, you got to come to the realization eventually that's just going to happen. You're not going to have it. And if you don't, you got to probably realize that she's probably still not going home with him.
And that does, I guess, like that's where the difference is between the different, I guess, ways of perspectives, dynamics on the whole what we do is because, I mean, for us, it's added extra fun. For some people, the doing it individually is their thing. And
Right.
I don't know. I just it's, but like I said, we've said it's not our thing. It's we want to have fun together.
Lots of fun, generally.
Lots of fun.
Too much fun.
No such thing. Oh wait, no, there's been a couple of times I've had too much fun. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you can't walk right the next day, you might have verged on too much fun.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to
At
sit
least
on an
consider the
ice pack on the
notion.
way home. You might want to consider possibly slowing, taking 20% off the top. Take 20% off the top there. Alrighty then. Well, thank you very much, Mr. West, for coming and helping me out again with this episode of the podcast about jealousy and trial by fire, and that maybe always jumping in with both feet head first isn't the best way to do it, but sometimes it's, I don't know, the only way to do it. Isn't there a point where there's like nothing left to do except for to do it?
Right. Sometimes that's all you can do.
I mean, you know, I mean, you can contemplate it all you want to, but I think that whether or not you're going to be okay with something, you're never going to know it until you're looking at it for real.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, trial by fire, you're going to have to go through it anyway. But thank you very much, Mr. West, for coming and helping me. I will talk to you later.
It was a pleasure. I like coming. Ha ha.
Ha ha. That's funny.
Ha
I do want to remind everybody to subscribe and check out my social media for more fun and stories and polls. I have a Instagram page at May Wild West. I have a Facebook page that is May Wild West, and I have Reddit that is at May Wild West, and that's MayWildWest. Also, I have a website, and that link will be in my podcast description. And don't forget that the May Wild West show is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And I would really appreciate you going over and checking out my social media pages, and even putting a review on one of my podcasts would be fantastic. So, if you had a good time with me today, and I am always a good time, please make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss out on a single riveting story, amazing episode, heart-rending confession, or just something dirty and funny. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends. You would be my hero, and I love hearing your feedback, so feel free to message me on any of my social media. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys later.